This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO successfully launched the space docking experiment SpadeX mission last night. ISRO's PSLV C-60 rocket carrying two spacecraft that would aid in demonstration of space docking lifted off from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. PSLV C-60 successfully deployed two satellites, SDX-01, the Chaser, and SDX-02, the Target, in low Earth orbit shortly after its launch. The two spacecraft will now be directed towards achieving space docking in the next 10 days. SpadeX aims to demonstrate advanced in-space docking technology, a crucial capability for future missions, including lunar expeditions and the Bharatiya Antariksh Station. The SpadeX mission represents a critical step in advancing India's capabilities in orbital docking. After the successful launch, ISRO Chairman S. Somnath informed that the panels of both the satellites have been deployed successfully. The railways will run 3,000 special trains during the Mahakumbh Mela 2025, out of which 560 trains will operate on ring rail. The Mahakumbh will be held from January 13 to February 26 in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh. General Manager of North Central Railway Upendra Chandra Joshi told reporters that a total of 560 ticketing points are being made available at 9 railway stations in Prayagraj. He informed that about 10 lakh tickets can be distributed from these counters per day. In view of the Mahakumbh Mela, Railways has now started the facility of issuing railway tickets 15 days in advance. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has extended the deadline of Vivad Se Vishwas scheme to January 31 next year. It was to end today. The extension allows taxpayers additional time to determine the amount payable as specified in the scheme. In a budget speech in 2024, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced the Vivad Se Vishwas scheme aimed at helping taxpayers resolve disputes with the Income Tax Department. In Bihar, the state government has decided to extend the ongoing process of land survey and settlement for another 1 year. Now the deadline of completion of the survey across the state has been fixed July 2026. Additional Chief Secretary of the Revenue and Land Reforms, Deepak Kumar Singh, informed that earlier deadline of survey, which was July 2025, has been extended by a year to minimize inconvenience faced by people. In Jharkhand, a team of NIA officials raided three locations in Chatra district in a case related to militant organization TSPC. During the raid, few people were interrogated, while the team seized many mobile phones, SIM cards and some documents. It is also being said that the action taken by the NIA is against the TSPC in a matter related to levy collection and money laundering case in 2016. Delhi police has intensified the security arrangements in the city in view of the New Year celebration today. Special arrangements have been made in major markets, including CCTV cameras and extra deployment of police personnel to prevent any untoward incident. Exit gates of Rajiv Chowk metro station will also be closed from 9 p.m. today. However, entry of passengers will be allowed until the departure of the last train from Rajiv Chowk metro station. The 18th edition of the India-Nepal military exercise Surya Kiran will begin at Saljhandi of Rupandehi in Nepal today. The battalion-level joint military exercise focuses on jungle warfare, counter-terrorism in difficult geography and humanitarian aid in disaster management, among others. In South Korea, Seoul court today approved a request from law enforcement authorities to detain impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol over his brief martial law imposition, making him the first sitting South Korean president to face an arrest. The Seoul Western District Court issued the warrant against Yoon on charges of masterminding the botched December 3 martial law declaration, orchestrating the insurrection and abusing power, according to sources. In chess, Grandmaster Ramesh Babu Vaishali qualified for the knockout stage in the women's section of the FIDE World Blitz Championship 2024 today after finishing at the top of the table with 9.5 points from 11 rounds in New York. In the Hockey India League, the UP Rudras registered a 3-1 win over defending champion Kalinga Lancers last night. Enrique Gonzalez was the sole scorer for the Lancers. Today, Delhi SG Pipers will clash with Hyderabad Tufans at Rourkela. The match will begin at 8:15 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.